It's time to talk about an entrepreneur's manifesto. We're talking this morning with Steve Mariotti, who has an interesting story to share with us, as well as this manifesto. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for taking time today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be on.
Well, let's talk, before we get to your entrepreneur's manifesto, let's talk a little bit about your background. You left a successful business career to go teach students. Explain that sort of change in career path for you and what brought you to that conclusion.
Oh, thank you. I started teaching in 1981 after I got mugged in New York City, so I was planning to do it just for a month, but I ended up, you know, spending 33 years in the field, and I loved it.
And in that time, you kind of used like business tools or an idea of starting a business to help teach the students. What brought you to doing something like that?
Well, I was in a class in 1982, and my specialty was kids that were going to drop out of school. And I just walked out of the class because I lost control of it. Then I walked back in and took my watch off and said, "How much would you pay for this?" And the whole class, this was in the Bedford-Stuyvesant in New York City, at that time, you know, a difficult neighborhood with kids that, you know, had been abandoned and foster care and, you know, a lot of pain. And they just immediately, the class went cold stone silent, you could hear. And then they started to debate how much my watch was worth. And then I said, "Where could you get the watch?" which opened up the whole concept of wholesalers, manufacturers, production structures, etc. And that began my career. And so I've been focused on teaching young people about how to start a business.
You're the founder.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you're the founder of the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, which kind of obviously was an outgrowth related to that. And now you've put together an entrepreneur's manifesto. What is
it? Yeah, thank you. I founded NFTE, or the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, and we have a licensee in Cleveland run by John Sitzner, founded by John. And it's an incredible program. It's been spectacularly successful, and it's replicated all over the world. We have 600,000 graduates. And the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship teaches low-income kids how to start small businesses in the hopes that they can learn math, reading, writing, and, you know, be able to do better in life. And but after I retired last year, and I'm 61, and I've always wanted to do a book that gave a vision for the world on how to liberate the entrepreneurial potential in people around the world, and hence have an entrepreneurial revolution in different you know, categories where we've had a lot of problems: prison, teaching, finance. And in the last chapter, I give an entrepreneur bill of rights, which I've never seen before. And I think the book is going to be, you know, really, really successful. It's a bestseller on the East Coast here. And in Princeton, it sold 280 copies in 11 days. So I'm kind of proud of, I'm real proud of that.
Many times people will look at a book and they'll see something about entrepreneur and they'll think, "Well, that's what I want to do. I want to be my own boss. I want to set my own hours. I want to be in charge. I want to get away from the man," as it were, some such thing. But you get through that book and then you think, you read the book and go, "This is kind of harder than I thought." How do you get from the book pages into some action, so there's actually some entrepreneurship-ness going on?
Well, in this book, it's not a how-to. For the last 30 years, I wrote how-to books for kids. And my textbook, Entrepreneurship, Owning Your Own Future, is the standard text used in, I think, 18 countries now, including China and India, where it's a, you know, a huge seller for schools and young people. And I'm real proud of that. But this book is more of a discussion of where entrepreneurship can revolutionize different fields and industries, and how people can find their entrepreneurial mindset. because after 34 years of working on this and thinking about it, I think the entrepreneurial mindset is something that can be found within everyone and developed and can be a life changer. And if we focus on finding ways to help people find within themselves the entrepreneurial mindset, where they're thinking about the future, they're thinking about helping other people, and they're taking action at the present moment to help the future with a plan, I think we could lower business failure every year by 1 or 2% and raise business success or startup success by 1 or 2%. And if we did that over 20 years, I think we'd eliminate poverty as we know it globally.
You do talk about that, how it's more a global sort of an issue. Tackling many of these things where we see governments sending billions, millions of dollars to try to do something, or volunteers are going over doing certain things. But you're saying, in a sense, that if there's entrepreneurs in even those countries, things that we are trying to eradicate, stop, maybe even do with health, can actually be done through entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. I'm always in favor of volunteers. But sometimes I think the governments of the world, who in most cases mean well, but they trying to pick industries, pump money into different industries, regulate, tax. In my opinion, most of the time, it makes the situation worse. It misallocates resources and helps usually wealthy people in the at the expense of poor people or middle class people. That's been my take on government, a lot of the government activities, which are, again, come from a good place of trying to help people. But my intuitive instinct is that the more we can get people to help themselves by starting a business, by interacting through markets and trying to solve each other's problems, by thinking ahead and thinking about what they can do now to solve someone else's problem in the future, which is what the entrepreneur is doing, that I think that decentralization and allowing people to use their unique knowledge of time and place, which was a concept thought of by F.A. Hayek, won the Nobel in 74, incredible thinker, that each person has knowledge of unique knowledge of time and place. And that, betting on that, betting on people to act and become, their own boss of their life, I think is very, very important.
We're talking today with Steve Mariotti. The book is called An Entrepreneur's Manifesto. In that, he talks about the entrepreneur's mindset. But you mentioned that there's sort of the start. You mentioned the word revolution, obviously in a positive sense for change. There are many governments across the world that they look at entrepreneurs sort of as a threat because it's a freedom of sorts for the individual. How do we get past that, or what is the future in those countries for entrepreneurs?
Yeah, that's a huge issue, and it's sad because wherever the entrepreneur is successfully, you've got lower rates of employment, you've got happiness issue, which is really important. Entrepreneurs as a group are the happiest people in the world, and women entrepreneurs in America exceed just about anybody in happiness. All of those things are conducive to creating a healthier government. It doesn't work if they doesn't work very well if they're not democratic. I'm a huge advocate of the Bill of Rights and democracy and freedom of speech. My instinct is that the future potentially holds a global movement toward freedom for people. And I think a big part of it is the internet. The internet has changed the world as much as anything that's ever happened. And it's going to enable people to get information, to talk to each other in different countries and cultures. The beauty about entrepreneurship, I think, is that it transcends borders, it transcends ethnic background, it transcends religious issues, and it's based on peaceful exchange between people. It is in itself the most revolutionary act you can do, is to make a decision to think ahead, use the entrepreneurial mind frame to help other people and try to make a profit while you do.
The book is called An Entrepreneur's Manifesto. You mentioned there was sort of rules, or you listed sort of commandments of sorts or something. Can you give us a couple of those that are in the book?
Oh, about how to be successful in business?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. The number one thing that I've taught young people for these three decades is never, never, never compete. Find out what everybody else is doing, then don't do it. The importance of having a niche can't be overstated. Whether it's where you sell, what you sell, your price, the time you sell it at, you always want to be a little different so that you're not a commodity. If you're selling corn and everybody's the same, it's extremely hard to make a profit. You can make a normal rate of return. What you'd make in a bank investment or something like that. But to make a profit requires solving a problem in a niche market, and all the great companies do that. So that's the number one thing. Number two, always have a plan. If you're just responding each day without an overall strategy, planning gives you a strategy. And then you can use your tactics, which are opportunistic. You can use those each day to change, your resource allocation a little bit. But long term, you need to have a plan. And planning enables you not to automatically think about what you're not going to do. Because in business, it's all focus. It's what you don't do where you make your money. And the more focused it is, the more specialized it is, painting a certain type of screw in a housing project. Nobody else wants to do it. Nobody knows how to do it. And you get that niche, and you just focus on that, and then you build your business on that comparative advantage. It's all about finding your comparative advantage and using your entrepreneurial mind frame to take action in the present that will solve somebody's problem in the future.
The book is called An Entrepreneur's Manifesto. Our guest today has been Steve Mariotti. You can go to stevemariotti.com. Your book is out there as well, and people are all set and ready to go and find out the direction. You talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, economists, so there's a lot of heavyweights in there giving their opinion. Again, it's An Entrepreneur's Manifesto. Steve, thank you for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
You're very welcome. I had a great time.